Hello, YouTube. Thank you for joining me here on Friday, November 6th, as it appears that Joe Biden will squeak by with a victory in the Electoral College for the 2020 presidential race in the United States of America. So what now? What now? Now, we fight. We fight, we fight, we fight. This pandemic is still here. This economic crisis is still here. Wealth inequality is still here. Joe Biden winning the presidency solves none of these problems. The only way to gain meaningful ground is to force the hand of these politicians to do the bidding of the people, or else the protests will not stop. They will grow. They will dominate. We will dominate. First order of business, get stimulus to the people. 40 million Americans are facing eviction. 70 million Americans are facing food insecurity. We must demand direct cash stimulus for Americans to keep them fed and housed, as well as kickstart the economy that is propped up by 70% consumer spending. Second order of business, healthcare. We are in the midst of a global pandemic that has decimated the American people. The US leads the world in coronavirus deaths while only having 4% of the world's population. Millions of Americans have lost their healthcare when they lost their jobs. Our representatives saw it fit to push millions of Americans onto our unemployment system, very well knowing that they would lose their health care from their employer. Very well knowing that pushing millions of people onto unemployment would decimate state funding. The time is now for Medicare for All, whether Joe Biden likes it or not. We need a mass movement of people in the order of millions to take the street and not back down until we get Medicare for All. Third order of business, ranked choice voting. The American people can no longer tolerate a system that perpetuates corporate rule through a two-party system that restricts political discourse to what is corporately acceptable. Ranked choice voting will help us break this cycle, as well as gain greater democratic control of our country. We need to raise legislation and resolutions that make it clear what we want. We need to do this in all 50 states in the union. We must organize locally. We then must hold local representatives' feet to the fire for their entire term to force them to vote in accordance with the people, or else risk their job as a result of failure. These three tasks do not solve all our problems, and they're not going to be easy to achieve. In fact, they will be very hard to achieve. It is more likely that we will lose than we will win, but we must fight. We must not take no for an answer. And we must force our representatives to represent us in the most American way possible, using our First Amendment rights. We must speak out. We must peaceably assemble. And we must demand better from our government. So if you are with me in demanding better from our government and pushing the people's agenda moving forward, share this video with everyone you know. And more importantly, make a video of your own demanding better from your government. Let's do this together. Let's organize and let's get what the people need. Thank you.